2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's partly cloudy, 95 degrees. We're not seeing any thunderstorms yet on KSL Vortex. KSL's top story, summertime staffing woes continue. A popular Sandy City summer camp is being canceled for July and August because the rec center can't find people to work there. Now parents are scrambling to find childcare. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the story. Paul?
And Jeff, this is specifically the Rebels summer camp for kids between the ages of 11 and 15. And parents like John Kinnear say they are definitely not angry with the camp, but he is sad for their kids. He says that their children were basically locked up indoors all summer long last year, and they kept talking about how they just wanted to go back to camp. But now, because of the staffing issues, they can't, and the family's just bummed out. But camp officials say they've already stretched the hours for other employees as far as they could, and many of the teams that they wanted to hire were already working other jobs and just didn't have time for the camp. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:31, Utah Jazz star Mike Conley may be back in uniform tonight for Game 6. Nothing official, at least yet, but ESPN reports Conley is planning to return to the lineup, which immediately leads to the question, what about Donovan Mitchell? Not a peep. We don't know. ESPN says Spida may be in tonight or out. Whoever suits up will find out by 8 o'clock tonight. That's tip-off for some do-or-die basketball from Los Angeles. Jazz legend John Stockton is garnering some attention today for turning up in an anti-vax documentary. Here's a clip from the trailer.
This isn't a virus cheating us of this opportunities. It's the guys making decisions saying, no, we're too scared. We're going to shut everything down. Sit in your house and be careful. My kids and my grandkids hearing these things and accepting them as truth, and when I know by my significant amount of research that it isn't, and it's very frustrating.
That's John Stockton talking about his significant amount of research. The film's website says the documentary attempts to answer questions like, do masks really work? And how do we know if a COVID vaccine is safe? The film is called COVID and the Vaccine, Truth, Lies, and Misconceptions Revealed. KSL News Time 3:32, the White House marks another coronavirus milestone. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Yeah, President Biden announcing 300 million COVID vaccines have been administered in the last 150 days, but he says the Delta variant is giving him concern, although he doesn't expect another lockdown.
The existing vaccines are very effective. So, no, it's not a lockdown, but some areas will be very hurt.
He praised his administration for treating the coronavirus outbreak like we were in wartime. The Canadian border will remain closed to non-essential travel from the U.S. Canada's public safety minister says border restrictions will be extended until July 21st to keep Canadians safe during the pandemic. The couple accused in a road rage shooting in Southern California that left a six-year-old boy dead has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say Marcus Aries fired the shot after the six-year-old's mom flipped him off. He's also accused of threatening another driver with a gun. And for that, the judge, Larry Yellen, saying Aries is a danger to society and will get no bail.
Court finds very alarming, very alarming.
A pretrial hearing is set for late August. And videos released under court order provide a chilling new look at the chaos at the Capitol on January 6th. The new videos show a Marine Corps veteran and former New York City police officer wielding a flagpole as he attacks police, as well as rioters crushing another officer into a door as he yells in pain. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
China is reportedly preparing to loosen its childbirth policy. Chinese families are limited by law to 3 children max. Decades of population control have left the country filled with senior citizens and few young people to keep their economy humming. The Wall Street Journal says the communist government will flip and plans to do away with birth restrictions by the year 2025. A Utah Vietnam War veteran was honored today in Salt Lake City, 20 years after he lost his service medals. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards was in Senator Mitt Romney's office for the presentation of replacement medals.
Richard DeGoyer and his family reached out to Senator Romney's office recently to see if they could help in any way, and the staff came through. Today, Senator Romney presented DeGoyer with the replacement medals.
Then there are two more because he happened to be a good shot, right?
I still am.
Afterward, both men called it an honor.
Very honored to meet the senator myself. It's really quite an honor for me.
When DeGoyer returned home from Vietnam, he says he was told to not even wear his uniform. He says it is great for more veterans to be getting recognition and help. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A month after the accident, we learned the man who hit and killed the 16-year-old boy in Saratoga Springs was driving on a suspended license. Ammon Blake's car was T-boned and he died. The Deseret News reports the driver of the Mercedes that ran a light and caused the crash was a 27-year-old whose license had been suspended. He'd been repeatedly busted for driving without a license or insurance. So far, he's yet to be charged with a crime in that crash last month. KSL News Time 3:36. Ricky Meese, rush hour is underway for a Friday, yes?
It is. We have a new accident. This is southbound I-15 just after 5300 South. Move to the right shoulder out of traffic. Also, a stalled vehicle. This is southbound Bangor Highway 6200 South. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic and causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, my summertime treat. It's Favorite Friday. And you'll hear one of our all-time favorite minutes of news on the way next on KSL News Radio. Stay right here.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.